It was real in 1969, the year the Chiefs won their only Super Bowl in a pivotal game against the Broncos. Love it. This is at Old Municipal Stadium, and 24-17, Lou Saban's team has made it a one touch. They're going to onside kick, and there goes your man, Bobby Bell.
That is amazing. When you can do that and be the type of athlete he is, and I mean, you see Bobby to this day walking around, and I'm just like, he's big right now, so I can't imagine what he was like back then, but you talk about linebackers and the difference they made. That one was in the special teams, but I certainly think our linebackers on the edges in Holly and Houston are going to have to make a difference this coming Sunday.
Bobby Bell was way ahead of his time, folks. And yes, his game would translate to today. Another time was the old John Elway. And John Elway has taken years off Chiefs fans' lives with his great comebacks. But in 1994, Joe Montana's last year in Kansas City as a rookie announcer, I had the chance to call this game, but it looked like certain defeat. Uh-oh, Montana magic. Willie Davis is a current scout for the Kansas City Chiefs. Willie makes this catch. I call him right front pylon.
You know what? I wasn't there for that game, obviously, but I was there for a game not too long after that when I was with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Joe happened to throw a touchdown pass in overtime to beat us in the playoffs. So it's so deflating when you've got a play like that going on against you. And again, to do what he did, where he did it, and how he did it, that's why he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and that play-by-play said Canton, Ohio. I'd show you what that was thought of as Elway versus Montana on a Monday Night Football stage. Now, this one you were real close to, because in 2003, it's one of the most famous returns all time in Kansas City Chiefs history. Dante Hall, the human joystick, lived up to the nickname, and now the second longest punt return, but it led to a one-point Chiefs victory and a knockdown dragout win at Arrowhead Stadium.
And then I think about the Denver Bronco game.
It was late in the fourth quarter. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs, they were down by six. It was Denver. It was the fifth game of the season. They were 4-0. And this was a team that hadn't had a start like that in a while.
That picture remains in my mind very vividly. And I think about it often.
I remember writing that Dante Hall came to the stadium and changed in a phone booth. You know, somehow he was able to conceal his cape and his Superman suit.
Dante fielded the ball at about the 5-yard line, which of course coaches always shudder when a player fields the ball inside the 10-yard line.
When he feels a punt back inside the 10, and I'm yelling to myself, Dante, don't feel that, don't feel that. He runs back to about the 1-foot line.
You never get a punt and just simply turn around and start running backwards. And he ran 15 yards behind the point where he got the ball.
I just knew we were kind of stalling our offense, and I just went back to the backyard days of football.
Makes the first man miss, looking to try to get to the outside. He's in trouble, surrounded. Now he gets to the left side. He's got nobody but the kicker in front of him. Hauls up the left side, 35-40. A block on Norm. He's at the 35-30. Dante Hall's going to do it again. The human joystick with a touchdown. Kansas City, 92 yards.
Wow.
Okay, that'll bring chills to you. You were standing there and seeing it. I was calling it. And Dante, one of our favorites, great guy, in an incredible moment in Kansas City Chiefs and Broncos history. Chiefs go on to win that game.